Intensive care has run out of body bags. I'm working in a COVID-19 intensive care unit, ICU. On the afternoon of the 3rd of April, we ran out of body bags. The situation at the moment regarding personal protective equipment, PPE, is dire. I started working in the covered ICU on the 30th of March, and we had plenty of PPE. By that Thursday we were running low. On Friday, we were using secondary cheap replacement gear, which none of us thought was up to the mark. I'm going back to work concerned about the level of protection that we'll have in order to do our job. The ICU managers in my trust are doing a marvelous job with the pressure they must be under, but it's the supply chain that's the problem. The government keeps telling us that PPE is on order, but we simply don't have it in a frontline ICU. None of us workers have been tested for COVID-19. I have a colleague who is from the north of England who has decided not to go home at weekends because he can't get tested and doesn't want to potentially infect his family. As a result of not getting tested, none of us working in the COVID unit know whether or not we are a potential infection risk to anybody else. An NHS intensive care technician